James Turner.
Thank you.
You didn't all know that the whole weekend event was just a prelude to my political campaign. With this kind of support, I guess that was a pretty good tactic then. I think, first of all, it talks about the black students after the crisis. And what I want to say is it talks something about what black students are thinking about as a result of the kinds of things that have happened this weekend. I think, first of all, black students are now becoming increasingly concerned about the hysteria that's sweeping the campus as a result of the weekend activities. This is one of our primary concerns because we see the possibility for all kinds of potential things happening on this university that can indeed be injurious to the entire well-being of all on the campus. But positively, we're about doing the business of organizing the committees, doing the kinds of work that the decisions that were made over the weekend call for. We have organized our committees to work in the respective offices. We've also began to organize our people into curriculum committees to bring about the suggestions and the proposals for the kinds of things that we have been arguing for over the weekend. These are the positive moves that we're beginning to take. We're also beginning to start defining what we feel the significance of the weekend events, not only for ourselves, but for the entire university community. This is what we're going to be doing. And we would have wished that things would have developed such that we could have gone on and begun just to do just that without all of the kind of tension that seems now to be very much in the air. That is what we would have liked to have done. And we're going to do that as much as we can, regardless of the kinds of things that happen. But one thing we deem quite important is that somehow we start dealing with this hysteria that seems to be moving around the campus. And the hysteria seems to be generated in large part by what I think is conscious malice on the part of many people, and perhaps some innocent ignorance on the part of others, and then just general confusion in between those two poles. First of all, let's deal with the question of what we consider to be conscious malice. There are those on this campus who are talking about counter demonstrations. There are those on this campus who are talking about responding to what black students have done. And many of these guys are talking about, well, you know, they've gotten a separate thing and we all want integration. So we're opposed to what they're doing, and we're going to use that as a pretext to move to cause all kinds of problems for the student body and also all kinds of pressures on the administration. Well, we're quite convinced that many people who are talking in this vein are not at all very interested in what has happened in terms of a rearrangement of social relationships on this campus. The guys who are talking about marching out of the north end of this campus, the guys who were themselves most unlikely to be involved in any kind of restructuring of social relationships on this campus. And I think we all know that pretty clearly. But I think the thing that gives them an audience to a great many students on this campus is a feeling somehow that black students shouldn't have gotten what they got. They shouldn't have somehow been able to do what they did this past weekend. And the thing we've been trying to deal with, what is the basis of this feeling? Really, what is the basis of the feeling? And the question we have to ask is, what does it cost anybody else in the university in terms of what we as black students have been able to achieve here? That's the thing we ask. And we put the question to every white student on the campus who's entertaining all kinds of notions about reacting. We simply ask you to say to us and to say to whomever it is that you're trying to approach, what has it cost you personally? In terms of your own group interest, what has it indeed cost you? And we're quite convinced that there cannot be generated any kind of logical or viable argument that we have caused anybody any disadvantage, or put anybody, made anybody uncomfortable as a result of the kinds of things that have happened. But I think perhaps more importantly, there seems to be just some sort of, you know, gut reaction, an emotional, you know, very visceral kind of reaction that tends to say somehow this assertiveness, the audacity of black students is something that we just find offensive. Now, I think that has to be dealt with because that's only reflected here in microcosm, the kind of feeling that's all over the country that's going to dump this entire country in some real serious problems. And that is the feeling, the old kind of feeling upon many white people, that black people are just not supposed to be assertive. They're just not supposed to be assertive. Whether or not they affect or offend, you know, directly affect or disadvantage white people or not is not the question. The question is somehow we are offended. You know, and I've gotten letters from all kinds of people in the far corners of this country, and I'm wondering, you know, how and indeed what we've done this weekend touches them at all. But we've got such letters like, white man, rise up and bust the chains, you know. It's time to be free. White man, you know, it's time now to rise up and kill the propaganda and get the hominoids and, you know, all this kind of thing. You know, and I'm wondering, where is this guy at and how does he somehow associate what we've done as affecting him? But the thing is not anything logical or rational. It has something to do with the emotional way in which a great many white people react to black people. Now, we're saying that, you know, we don't find any credence to that kind of position. We don't feel any intelligent person to operate on that position, but we're also very aware that this kind of attitude is very prevalent.